You have to be open for new ideas. Old ideas keep you grounded. New ideas help you to elevate. And last but not least, you must be ready to take immediate action.
Inspiring. Empowering. With the concepts shared by Eric Thurwinger, you can reach your goals and achieve greater results. Think great. Your pathway to success. Ready to get started?
Hey everybody, this is Eric Thurwinger, and I want to welcome you back to another exciting episode of Think Great, Your Pathway to Success. Hey, after the podcast, do me a favor and find us on iTunes. Please give us a 5-star rating. It'll really help boost the impact of our show. We're on a journey together, and I'm committed to sharing concepts, strategies, and techniques that will support your personal transformation, your goals, and the results that you desire. You know, as an author, a speaker, a business coach, I have the very unique privilege of meeting many leaders. People who have teams, they run departments or they run companies. They have vision, they see a great future. Some want to change the world. Some want to impact people globally. Some want to be revolutionary. They want to design new products and services that don't even exist yet. But I think when you peel all the layers back, most people aren't necessarily striving to have a worldwide level impact, or at least not yet. I think it's fair to say that most of us would like to start by achieving greater results in our current job, our career, or even the business that we own. Perhaps you want to elevate your results. You want to earn a promotion. You want to become a leader. You want your company to exceed possibilities. Or you may want to start a business. Whatever goals of growth you have, today's topic is going to light a fire under you. It's going to create a sense of urgency so strong that you're going to need to channel that energy into the fuel tank of your job, your career, your business aircraft. Because you are joining me on this pathway to success. And I know you do not want to be stuck on the ground when you could be soaring in the heavens above. So today we're going to elevate. We're going to take your business and your life to the next level. You know, before I started my company, Think Great, I had a diverse background in the workplace. I started off as a United States Marine. I worked as a manager in the entertainment industry. I was a licensed financial services representative. I became a branch office manager, and I even started my own general agency selling life insurance and mutual funds. Later, I returned to the entertainment industry, and I became the vice president of a post-production company in Santa Monica. I think it's important to note that before I became the vice president, I started off 18 months earlier in an entry-level position. My job may have been entry-level, but my mindset was not. I wanted more. I wanted to grow with the company. I wanted to become a leader, and I also wanted to work on the growth of the business, to be part of the planning process. You may feel that way too. Even if you have one idea, that idea can help elevate your business to the next level, your company. You can take it to a whole new level. So today I want to share with you an overview of my 6th book, Elevate, Take Your Business to the Next Level. Within the pages of this book, I detail the system that I created to help the media company rise to new levels, to grow by over 300% and impact the lives of our team members, our leaders, our vendors, and even our clients in the process. So let me ask you this, are you ready to take off today? We're going to do a little more than take a step down the pathway to success. We're going to elevate to the next level. So my entire premise on business elevation stems from my job in the Marine Corps. I was an air traffic controller. I was stationed in Yuma, Arizona, and I worked in the control tower, giving commands to the pilots and ensuring they could move from point A to point B successfully and safely. You know, it was exciting to step into the tower. It was 10 stories up. We had a bird's eye view, a 360-degree vantage point of the entire airfield. Looking out, I could see everything from the huge C-5s of the Air Force to the F-15s from Top Gun. The Marine F-18s were constantly launching, all forms of helicopters, even the Harrier jets were there, the ones that could take off vertically. I remember one day in particular, I attended the air show in El Toro, California, and I think they had estimated about 500,000 civilians visited the base that weekend, all to take a closer look at the aircraft in our nation's fleet. I mean, this included the planes and helicopters from previous generations, World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam. People were walking around the airfield, children were running around. They wanted to see the aircraft. They wanted to touch them, get a closer look. But it was right there, right on that airfield in 1991, that I experienced something unique. As amazing as all the aircraft were on the ground, there was something better. And as people walked around, fixated on the cargo planes, the bombers, the helicopters, everyone jumped and gasped as the sonic boom was broken right over our heads as the Blue Angels flew in. Every single person, every man, woman, and child stopped what they were doing to watch the planes in the air, to watch what they were designed for, to fly, to maneuver in the wild blue yonder, to accomplish their mission, to arrive at new locations, new destinations. The company you work in right now, the business you own, is like an aircraft. It was never built to remain on the ground. It was not designed to be on the endless taxiway of mediocrity. The vision was that it would soar to new heights, that it would have breakthroughs to new levels of growth and success. And I want to tell you this right now, no matter who you are or what you do in that company, you can contribute to business elevation. I did it, and I was entry level. What could you do if you suited up and prepared to become a business pilot? Let me ask you a question. It might be a silly question. Do you believe that people can fly in planes? I know it's an odd question today, and I'm fairly certain that everybody would answer yes. But did you know in 1903 the answer would have been a resounding no? Could you imagine working on a project that nearly every person on the planet felt would fail? That it was impossible? How long could you continue to put in the effort? On December 17, 1903, the answer across the world unanimously changed as the Wright brothers, Orville and Wilbur, accomplished the first flight. It may have lasted all of about 12 seconds, but when they elevated, everything in the world changed. Do you remember the names of the people who did not believe? No one does. We remember the dreamers. We remember the believers. We remember those who are willing to suit up and make a difference. The question was no longer, can we fly? The question was now, how high can we go? How fast can we go? How long can we stay up there? Those are powerful questions. And you know what happens when you ask the right questions? The right answers follow shortly behind. And they follow by teams focused on solutions. You see where I'm going with this? Just 44 years after the Wright brothers took off, a new level of elevation was set as Chuck Yeager flew the rocket-powered Bell X-1 45,000 feet up. And he broke the sound barrier. He achieved a maximum speed of Mach 1.07. He flew at 768 miles an hour. So what happened next? More great questions emerged. And in the 1960s, again, altitude and speed records were blown away. Flying the X-15, pilot William Knight flew at the edge of outer space. I hope you heard what I said. He flew at the edge of outer space, and he achieved the speed of Mach 6.72. He flew six times faster than the speed of sound. His recorded flight was 4,520 miles per hour. In fact, that speed is still unchallenged as of today. When you think about the scope of what these teams were striving for, doesn't it make you feel that you can accomplish anything in your business, in your business aircraft? But you know, unfortunately, in most companies, I encounter so many people who say, here's why we can't do it, instead of here's how we can. I know for a fact you started your job, your career, or your business with the intentions of elevating. But sometimes it's easy to feel stuck, grounded, and no one likes to experience a delayed flight. It just sucks the life out of you. Isn't it time for a transformation? Isn't it time to elevate to new levels? So I know the question is, where do I start? Especially if you do not own the company. It doesn't matter if you own it, you're a leader there, or you're a new employee. You can be part of a flight crew that will reach new levels of success. Remember, I was entry level and I elevated to the position of vice president. I did not have a degree in business. I did not have courses in strategic planning that I had taken. And I did not have a book called Elevate to read. But I did have heart. I had desire. I had the determination to become a business pilot and elevate the results in my life, in the team I worked with, and the business I worked in. When I made the decision to elevate at the media company, I was fortunate to work for an owner who had vision. He had desire. He had grown his business to a certain level and was trying to elevate to new levels, but he was struggling. He struggled with members of his team, with a lack of a duplicatable system, and he lacked a plan. He also lacked a co-pilot, a wingman, someone to step into the cockpit with him and help him to fly. Because of my leadership skills in the Marine Corps, my sales and business ownership skills in the financial services industry, and my knowledge of our post-production industry, I felt that I was the right fit. The owner was also the right fit, and not just because he owned the business, but because he exhibited three characteristics of great business pilots. These are the three criteria I look for when I decide which clients I can work with as a business coach. Just to say, I think I want to fly a plane is not enough. Here's the three components that will separate you from the rest, that will begin the business elevation system in your business. Number one, you have to be committed to achieving greater results. Number two, you have to be open for new ideas. Old ideas keep you grounded. New ideas help you to elevate. And last but not least, you must be ready to take immediate action. Committed, open, and ready. Is that you? If it is, then you can become the catalyst for great growth. You can become a great business pilot. Not only did I develop my strategies there at the media company, I now share them with business pilots, helping them to elevate to their own unique levels of success. You know, most people show up to work each day and they don't give much thought to the overall goals of the company they work for. They might not even know the goals. They don't think about making it better. They're not involved in future planning. And most are not even aware of all the objectives that have been set for the next year or even the current year. Worse yet, some owners are not even aware. As you can imagine, that's not a great strategy. And without a plan, business aircraft can crash. Did you know, according to Forbes, 80% of all businesses fail within the first 18 months? And according to Inc.com, 96% of all businesses fail within the first 10 years. Of the 4% that make it past 10 years, each year they're either growing or dying. There is no in-between. Now, certainly all of these businesses that failed were started by people who had great ideas, perhaps even great vision. They probably knew their industry. They knew their products. They knew their services. Maybe they even had a great team. But studies show that some businesses fail because they lack innovation. Others fail because they have no sales system. Some fail because they have a lack of accountability or communication is poor. There's no plan for marketing. They lack profitability. Or maybe they are no longer relevant in the marketplace. But overwhelmingly, the top two reasons for business failure is a lack of a plan and the lack of a leadership team to carry it out. That's where you come in. That's where you can be the solution. And that's great news. Not only do I have a book on leadership, I have a book on developing your flight plan. And here's more great news. Leadership and planning are both learned behaviors, so we can all do it. Okay, so where do you start? I want to talk about the power of a napkin. Yes, a napkin, a simple restaurant napkin. Did you know that after the success of the movie Toy Story, director John Lasseter went out to eat with a few of his top people, his flight crew, if you will. They wanted to discuss what was next for Pixar. Like most businesses, they had had some success. They achieved elevation, but they wanted to achieve more. Does that sound familiar? So they all met at a restaurant, and they started talking about the future. What was next? On a napkin, one of them started drawing a bug. Soon, they had developed the ideas for A Bug's Life, Monsters, Inc., WALL-E, and a little movie named Finding Nemo. They did not have a formal business plan or even a strategic plan. They had a pen and paper. And the ticket sales from those four movies alone totaled over $2.5 billion. That doesn't account for the DVDs, the toys, the additional merchandise, or the sequels. What box office hits are trapped inside of your mind, or the minds of your team members? As a business pilot, we need to take the complex and make it simple. A lot can be done over lunch or dinner, provided you share your vision and provide everyone there with a napkin and a pen. At the media company, I had only been employed for about 2 weeks when I went out to dinner with the owner. That night, we talked about his vision, where he saw the company going. We talked about the team, some of the challenges we faced, and we discussed how to grow to new levels, especially with this new technology coming, high definition. I have to admit, I did not take notes on the restaurant napkin because it was a high-end steakhouse. They had cloth napkins. But I was prepared with a pad and pen, and I took notes. I had ideas, too. More than just sharing them verbally, I let the owner know that I would put together a plan. I would put my thoughts down for him to review. And that's what I did. I created a simple document, nothing flashy, nothing fancy, probably not even as professional as it could have been, but it did outline three key elements. Here's where we are, here's where we want to go, and here's how we'll get there. From that initial plan, I learned how to put together a 90-day action plan. I took that further and made a 1-year tactical plan. And then I started to develop long-term strategic plans. From that one dinner, I began the process of creating a flight plan, how we could arrive at any destination we dreamed of. Perhaps you want to contribute to your company. You want to share ideas with your leaders or the owner. Great ideas are always welcome, but ideas that are presented in the form of an actionable plan are always more readily received. I've spoken to so many employees, so many team members who've shared with me that they have powerful ideas, that they would help their departments, their companies, but they don't know where to start. They put a lot of thought in them. They're passionate about them. I've spoken to so many employees, so many team members who have shared with me that they have powerful ideas, ideas that could help their departments, their entire company. They put a lot of thought into them. They were passionate about them as they explained every single detail to me. But when I asked to see the plan, they didn't have one. Instead, their ideas were just floating around in the air. They weren't even on paper. They were all trapped in their heads. Did they mention them to their supervisors or leaders? In most cases, they absolutely did. But that's all they did. They mentioned it, maybe in a meeting, maybe among other topics, perhaps in passing. They just didn't present it in a way that their brilliance could be moved forward. I want to challenge you. If you have the heart of a business pilot, if you have great thoughts, ideas that can make an impact in the elevation of your team and your company, take a few minutes and write them down. Take a look at the templates in my book, Elevate, and start to create your own flight plan. It does not have to be complex. In fact, it's best if it's simple. I've worked for companies that have spent thousands of dollars on encyclopedia-sized plans, but they were too complex. They never became a tool for the leaders to use, so they sat there on a shelf collecting dust. You need to list out your ideas, share the challenges that can be faced, the turbulence that your flight may encounter, and professionally set a time to review it with your leader or the owner. Share those ideas with someone. It doesn't matter what size company you're in. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. Every single organization needs people like you who are focused on solutions. Every leader needs team members like you who think outside of the box. And every owner needs members of a flight crew just like you, who are focused on elevating to the next level. Hey, there's a lot more that goes into successful business elevation than just the initial ideas. But for everything, there's a starting point. Once you have your ideas listed, you'll set short-term goals, long-term goals. You'll identify new objectives that need to be reached. You'll also identify key team members of the flight crew who can help you plan and reach the full potential. But most importantly, you will be contributing, you'll be participating, you'll be doing something that most people fail to do. You'll be part of a solution. You're going to position your business to take off. Hey, I didn't always know how I was going to accomplish something, but I always believed that there was a way. I had no idea that night at dinner when I took notes on a pad and pen as an entry-level scheduler that we were going to grow to over 300%. Or that those same concepts would become the business elevation system in my book, Elevate. Or that I would be on a podcast today sharing this incredible journey with you. But it all started by taking a pad and pen and getting my thoughts on paper. I know that you can make a difference. I know that you can make an impact in the company you're in right now or the business you own right now. But it's a choice. I want to thank you for taking this great step today, for making the commitment to achieving greater results, for being open to new ideas, and being ready to take immediate action. It's people like you who make business fun, exciting, worth coming in for each day. Take a pad and pen, perhaps a napkin, and let your dreams, your goals, your ideas flow through your pen and help you to elevate. Hey, for more information on my business elevation system, order a copy of Elevate from thinkgreat90.com. That's thinkgreat90.com. And remember, embrace the day and think great.